Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's coming up on the end of 2022, and we still don't know how to cure all types of cancer. We've been doing amazing with some, and it blows my mind that we have President Jimmy Carter, thank heavens, with stage 4 melanoma, still being able to do what he does. Ruth Ginsburg lived a lot longer, you know, after her pancreatic cancer than we expected. And so we have been doing amazing jobs, but we still have cancer. We still have aggressive cancers. We still have cancer that sneaks up when we thought we were in remission, and we still struggle with that. Well, scientists think they have a little bit of a breakthrough, even though this sounds like something we've already talked about on air, but they might have maybe defined it a little better. But one thing that cancer cells do, there's a couple things that happen, and not all cancer is the same. But in a generalization way to speak, you have a adverse event or something that changes a cell. It could be exposure to sunlight, free radicals. It could be a virus. It could be a metal. Or it could be just a genetic inclination for that cell to go rogue. Now, when a cell goes rogue, it doesn't necessarily do its job. And the cell has a different behavior. You know, because people have asked, they go, I don't get it. If, you know, part of your lung is overgrowing, why does it kill you? It's still your lung tissue. You know, what's the pathogenesis? What's going on? Well, when a cell is cancerous, it doesn't work with the team. It becomes very selfish. And it will encroach on other healthy cells. It will hijack other healthy cells to do what it wants. It becomes a dictator. It will monopolize the food sources. That's why many people with cancer lose weight. Before they start to lose their appetite, the metabolic demand that cancer has causes people to lose weight. And when my mother-in-law said, you know, I got off my insulin. I've lost weight, and I don't have diabetes anymore. First thought was she's got cancer. And she ended up dying of cancer within a month. It was the metabolic demand. When you're all of a sudden, you're like, wait a second, I'm not diabetic anymore? And I didn't really do much to change my diet? Wow. God likes me. Well, get checked out for cancer. Also, it grabs as much oxygen as possible. It hijacks the blood vessels. So you start to become anemic and pale because the cancer is taking up most of the blood and the hemoglobin and the nutrients. And it doesn't give a crap about the rest of your body. So cancer is very selfish. It's very, very smart. And scientists have found one of the hijack products used by cells, where they believe what happens is there's a protein called the NALCN, and in experiments in mice, they found this NALCN, if you could block it, it could then prevent metastasis. So what happens is sometimes cells will break off. Then they'll get into the bloodstream, they'll travel to other areas, and they're like, oh, okay, I can find a nice home here. And then it decides to grow. Some of the breaking off is inadvertently, and who knows, maybe some of them say, you know what, I'm going to venture out, why not? And I'm going to spread. I'm going to find another avenue to go. Just like whenever you spill something and the fluid, you know, seems to find a flow wherever it can to have least resistance. Sometimes taking a bloodstream highway is least resistance. But there still has to be proteins and mechanisms in play for it to do this. So the scientists found when they removed that protein from mice without cancer, it caused their healthy tissue, healthy cells to leave their original tissue and travel around the body where they joined other organs. So they suggest that metastasize isn't an abnormal process limited to cancer, but even healthy cells will do it. Cancer will exploit this and hitch a ride with cells that want to migrate to other parts of the body. That's what makes this science new. And this protein involved is the NALCN. Actually, I apologize. If they block the activity of that protein, it could trigger metastasis. So there's a way that then with medications, they can maybe focus on this protein and trying to inhibit metastasis. So group leader for the study and director of cancer research, UK Cambridge Institute, Professor Richard Gilbertson, said these findings are among the most important to have come out of my lab for 3 decades. He says, not only have we identified one of the elusive drivers of metastasis, but we have also turned a commonly held understanding of this on its head, showing how cancer hijacks this process in healthy cells for its own gains. He says, if validated through further research, this could have far-reaching implications for how we prevent cancer from spreading and allowing us to manipulate the process to repair damaged organs. So what the NALCN stands for is sodium, Na, sodium leak channel non-selective. Sodium leak channels are expressed predominantly in the central nervous system, also found throughout the rest of the body, and the channels sit across membranes of cells, controls the amount of salt that goes in and out, but somehow they are involved in a transport process, and that's what they are, you know, zoning in on. So the fact that cells will, healthy cells travel, and of course they do, cancer cells, again, are, you know, have a base of being a regular cell, but they just have a selfishness and a meanness and a dominance. And it takes us trying to figure out how to stop that. So we're moving closer, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you guys are seeing the same images that I am of Florida and the devastation, you're looking at homes that are unguarded. And you see the reporter next to homes that are completely demolished, roofs blown off, walls destroyed. Some of them might be fabricated homes, but you see all sorts of colorful knickknacks and people's belongings in their house. And if the area is unsafe for individuals to come back to their home yet, they can't come back to their home. And you're looking at this going, but somebody's going to steal their stuff. Somebody's going to steal their stuff. Well, yep, it's happening. And as I told you, you know, sometimes some of the most dangerous parts of the storms isn't always the wind. which is dangerous, isn't always the rainfall, but it's what happens afterwards. And with Hurricane Katrina, we heard of rapes, we heard of you know, assaults that happened days after the storm. And remember, first responders are overwhelmed because they have to work on search and rescue. So somebody's opal necklace that might be in their dresser drawer isn't going to be a huge priority when they got a state that's completely, or they have cities that are decimated from the flooding. So Fort Myers now is implementing a 6 p.m. curfew because of looters. Looters have been targeting the wreckage now, not only of homes but businesses. And Lee County Manager Roger DeHarlais ordered the curfew for all cities in his jurisdiction, including Fort Myers. The chaos has sparked looting. And if people don't think there's going to be, I mean, even prior to the hurricane, you know, you saw rampant thefts and shoplifting and things like that across the country. New York, random assaults. So it's no surprise that this is going to possibly get stepped up. So as looters are targeting local businesses, you know, there's going to then be a curfew. So that might help out already the overstrained law enforcement saying, you know what, you're here where you're not supposed to, get out, and hopefully could prevent a crime. There's an Apple store. You see an Apple store that is locked. Of course, they have beautiful glass doors because, you know, Apple store, you want to be able to see. And then as you walk by, rather than the whole window shopping, you just, you know, it's a very clean look what Apple has with the products very nicely spaced out. But they have sandbags in front of their door so that hopefully flooding doesn't come in. All their products are still higher up on shelves. But then the next thing is well, what about the looting? Even though most of their things, I think, are tied down or locked down pretty good, they could have a storeroom and the box isn't back. And so individuals who want to take advantage, sadly, can. And as Ian, you know, hit Florida as a Category 4, you had, you know, just, you had massive chaos. Some people didn't want to evacuate, some people did, but those who didn't want to evacuate, now they're doing searches, they're seeing if they need help. People are now living in conditions that didn't evacuate, where they, you know, have mold and chemical-laden flood water, don't have fresh food. It's a bad, 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 bad situation. So on top of that, there could be violence, not only looting. And if there's no cameras and there's no law enforcement, things can happen. So it's a very scary time. And you know, I don't know. I don't live in Florida, so I can't, you know, I don't judge. And I have family there, and the family doesn't evacuate. And they've usually been lucky where their homes are inland enough, even though they're in Tampa and Fort Lauderdale, but where the flooding doesn't affect them as much as the beachfront properties. And, you know, I don't really have wealthy family, so none of us would be beachfront anyway. But they stayed. And, you know, when I talk to them every year, I'm like, you know, hurricane's coming. Are you staying? Are you going or whatever? And they always stay. They always bunker down. And, again, the reasoning is they feel it's more dangerous out there. They feel it's more dangerous to leave and then try to get back home, and they can't get back home. Or they're stuck on the highway for hours. And people feel safer. You know, it's not that people are stupid. Everybody goes, well, gosh, those who don't evacuate, they're stupid. Mind you, if a fire is coming your way or there's a, you know, trust me, we, with my family and those who got killed in the Holocaust, you know, especially my Polish family, you're like, why did they leave? They were dumb. Well, no, it just, they didn't have anything. How were they going to leave? Where were they going to go? They had no money. All they had was their home, some food, their garden, you know, their local job. So this never happened to anybody before. They didn't expect them to be carted off on a train to a concentration camp, to Auschwitz, but they were. And so, you know, people will choose the safer that they think is safer. We can play Monday morning quarterback all we want, but at the time, you have individuals going, do I want to be stuck on the highway? Do I want to try to find a hotel that will only hold me for a couple days and we don't know how much damage there's going to be, and then I'm basically going to be homeless until I could somehow get back to my home and then assess what it is, and then are people going to loot it because I'm not there? Some individuals choose, you know what, I'm going to stay. And fortunately for my family, they were lucky. They didn't get flooded out, and they didn't. And that was a risk they wanted to take, and they took it, and I don't judge. But to leave your property, now, mind you, a lot of these properties are decimated. Nobody could have lived through that. So those who evacuated had to evacuate, and I'm glad they did. But this is why not everybody evacuates. And these are things that they're concerned about. So when these families stock up for a week or two with food and things in the house, and they're like, I'm not leaving the house if I don't have to. I'm going to guard my property. I got my pets with me. Sometimes there's another logic behind that. Now all eyes are on South Carolina, as Hurricane Ian is now a Category 1. Apparently the storm surge has been pounding Myrtle Beach. I don't think Category 1 storm, I don't know if it's been downgraded yet, as it is hitting the U.S. right now, as on the other side, the Atlantic side. And apparently a lot of Charleston residents have fled the city. You see a bunch of vehicles among hurricane warnings, and they say 95% of Charleston homes are quote-unquote at risk. Landfall is on its coming, although I'm thinking it's going to be any hour now. I don't have the updated weather forecast. But the tide levels have already risen to about 9.5 feet and more. It's increasing at more than a foot an hour since 6 a.m. This is the highest water level measured at Myrtle Beach since Hurricane Isaias hit in August 2020. The Coburg cow, which is a statue of a brown cow called Bessie and a bottle of milk, has been removed from its perch in Charleston. Apparently it's famous. I didn't see it when I was in Charleston because we weren't in Charleston a lot because we were seeing family. But I wanted to. This cow has only been removed twice before to protect it from Hurricane Florence and Hurricane Hugo. So when the Coburg cow gets taken down, that tells residents that the poop is real. Polly's Island Pier has been washed away by the waves. Residents and pets on Myrtle Beach properties had to be evacuated. If I remember correctly, there's a pier that goes out into the water. And I took some pictures of Myrtle Beach when I was there last year on that pier. There's a restaurant, and then there's, it's obviously not functioning, and with the surge, it's been evacuated. You know, one thing I want to say is, I've heard that Disney hotels and a lot of hotels during the storm were still open for people. And I'm not sure if, they sheltered in place. I'm not sure what was charged for those people who didn't have a place to go but were able to get a room, for safety. But what was pretty miraculous is while a lot of individuals were fleeing and evacuating Florida, you had places stay and you had people stay. And so when we sit here and go, oh my gosh, I don't understand why everybody didn't evacuate. Well, just like essential workers, you might have locked down. But the only reason why you were able to lock down is because there were people actually still going to work. Going to the power company, going to the Netflix company, going to the, Wi-Fi company, going to the grocery store. Same thing. People were evacuating. But in surrounding cities, the workers stayed. And that was a question one of the reporters asked. I think I was watching Fox News at the time. They were asking the manager of this hotel chain, so you have employees? And she's like, yeah, the employees stayed. And they're working. Very cool. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden declared an emergency in South Carolina hours ahead of Hurricane Ian's expected landfall near Charleston. The White House will dispatch federal assistance to supplement local response efforts, and the National Hurricane Center warned of life-threatening flooding, storm surge, and strong winds in the Carolinas. Judge Eileen M. Cannon told Donald Trump's lawyers Thursday that they did not need to comply with an order from Special Master Raymond J. Deary and state in a court filing whether they believe FBI agents lied about documents seized from the former president's Florida residence. And Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson made her way into the Supreme Court before a brief courtroom ceremony 3 days ahead of the start of the High Court's new term. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses will also attend the invitation-only ceremony. Jackson becomes the first black woman to sit on the High Court. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So war is never pretty. And with war, nobody ever fights fair. And so as we're watching some of the shenanigans of Putin, I know some people are shocked, but, Hitler was a madman and he ranted and he tried to justify what he was doing as right, and he used propaganda and false flag attack and all sorts of BS. And it scare tactics and, threat of death if you try to avoid the draft and all sorts of things. So that's, war is dirty. So it's no surprise to me that Putin would say these things. Is he going to act out on his threats? He could. You know, if you think that, he has mental illness, which a lot of us do, then you have to expect anything to be possible. He's not going to be logical. Well, right now, during his latest rant, He is saying that the U.S. set a precedent using nuclear weapons. And he's bringing back, going back into World War II, and saying, we started this with Japan. So, trying to almost set the stage for, hey, if I do it, I wasn't the first one. Don't look at me, look at the U.S. A lot of individuals, when they fight, I don't know how well you fight with your spouse, but sometimes that's a technique that spouses will use. I hate that. Where they're like, well, look, you know, you did this, so I could do this. Like a two wrongs make a right. And no, that's not the case. So Putin is annexing four Ukrainian regions. Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk. And I think he had this sham election and all this other BS. But Putin wants to keep, and he, I don't think he wants to stop until he can reunite the Soviet Union and probably extend even more. Because once he feels threatened and he doesn't think he has enough territory, he's going to want more territory. It's just he has a very weak military. It's very poorly run. He doesn't have a lot of national domestic support for what he's doing. And I think he's an idiot. He also has health issues. So I don't know how successful he's going to be. The problem is he has nuclear weapons. He has access to nuclear plants, especially with Zaporizhia. And he's a madman. So that could be an issue. And he's been setting the stage almost daily for him to justify any nuclear use. He also went off about America and our sex change operations. He claimed America is occupying Germany and Korea. We have tens of thousands of military. I think we have 36,000 in Germany and 25,000 in Korea. So when we were going back and forth about what we're going to do with the 2,000 troops in Afghanistan, this topic came up going, but we have thousands of troops in Germany and Korea, South Korea. Why? Well, for a stabilizing force. That they, you know, once you remove America, somehow other elements decides to take over, like we saw with Taliban in Afghanistan. So while everybody was making a big deal of what was happening with Afghanistan, and they wanted, you know, Biden wanted that, you know, headline, look, by September 11th, we ended the Afghanistan war. It didn't end well. You know, and it could have been done so many different ways. If you wanted to take our troops out, it could have been done so many different ways. Sadly, it wasn't. It was done half-assed. All because they wanted that soundbite, you know, and to go in the books going by September 11th, you know, later, this is what we were able to do. And it was sad. So Putin capitalizing on that. And so he's going off, and he has vowed to use all available means to hold on to the Russian-occupied areas that he has. He blamed the West for his invasion of Ukraine because they believe Russia is a colony and a band of slaves and wants to break it up into smaller states who will be fighting against each other. Now, Joe Biden released a statement today claiming that the annexations have no legitimacy, will not be recognized by the U.S., and has also announced a new set of sanctions in response to the move. He says the United States will always honor Ukraine's international recognized borders. We will continue to support Ukraine's efforts to regain control of its territory by strengthening its hand militarily and diplomatically. In response to Russia's phony claims of annexation, the U.S., together with our allies and partners, are announcing new sanctions today. These sanctions will impose costs on individuals and entities inside and outside of Russia and provide political or economic support to illegal attempts to change the status of Ukrainian territory. So now there's a whole bunch of sanctions, more against Russia. But interestingly, you know, we have this drama with the Nord Stream pipelines. Now, there has been some back and forth as to who has been sabotaging and causing gas leaks. Major leaks suddenly erupted in the Nord Stream gas pipelines that run from Russia to Europe under the Baltic Sea. Now, everybody's blaming everybody else. Obviously, we're thinking Russia's doing it. But Russia is blaming the U.S. And in fact, you aren't really seeing a definitive finger pointing. The European Union states they believe the damage was caused by sabotage, but aren't exactly saying it's Putin. Faith Barol, or Fateh Barol, the head of the International Agency, Energy Agency, said it was, quote, very obvious who was behind it, but didn't want to actually say. Kremlin, according to Reuters, said allegations of Russian responsibility was stupid, and Russian officials have said that Washington had a motive, as it wants to sell more liquefied natural gas to Europe. No, I really don't think we went to the Baltic Sea to screw around with the pipeline. So Vladimir Putin said today that the U.S. and its allies blew up Nord Stream. He said the sanctions were not enough for the Anglo-Saxons. They moved in to sabotage. So this is ridiculous, but the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it was too soon to point a finger. Full investigation was needed in terms of the attack or the damage to the pipeline. At this point, I think there's a lot of speculation. So there is a... Russia has this capacity underwater. According to German Navy Chief Jan Christian Koch told German Daily Die Welt in Monday's edition that the Russia had built up a considerable capacity underwater at the bottom of the Baltic Sea, but also in the Atlantic, and there's quite a bit of critical infrastructure like pipelines or submarine cables for IT. Along with Nord Stream, a new pipeline has been built between gas-producing Norway and Poland. And you know, they are trying to, again, avoid... Everybody's trying to shunt away from Russia, play catch-up, which, by the way, we should be doing when it comes to China, and try to shift our dependency on these other countries. But Russia can intimidate Europeans by a sabotage, they say. Because if you're able to blow up these pipelines in the Baltic seabed, they could do that as well to any new pipeline. So the only thing is the sabotage, is it costing Russia more if Russia did it? If Russia loses their own, which I thought was when, you know, at first I was like, why would Russia do this unless they're crazy? Because if that's their bartering chip, and that's why there's been issues with Hungary and some of the other countries going, they need their reserves from Russia. Why would Russia, you know, screw up their bargaining chip? That was the leverage they had. But then on the flip side, they could be just so mad that they're like, you know what, let's just, you know, screw them over now. Who knows? So other people ask, you know, was it damaged? You know, did a big whale run into it? No, I don't think so. People think that these were explosions, that it had to have been an act of sabotage. It couldn't have been done naturally or from a, you know, just, it's just too suspicious. So if Putin is ranting about nuclear war, all that, you know, do we need to take cover? No, but do we need to, you know, take him seriously? We do. People didn't take Hitler seriously. And I think, you know, we do need a plan. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the student loan forgiveness plan is starting to get a couple bumps in the road. And as I've said from the beginning, there are other ways to do this, ways that probably won't involve a lot of legal action. There's the Biden administration has had to reverse some of the promises that they had given to thousands of borrowers, saying now they don't qualify. And this comes as now Arizona is, I think, the seventh state to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration for declaring this and not going through Congress. So, you know, you guys are probably better law experts than I am, and probably understand more about how the federal government works. But there's executive orders, and then there's abuse of power and overstepping. And when something has to do with taxpayers and deficit, and when it involves individuals that don't really get a say in our representative democracy, we have a representative democracy where we elect representatives to be our voice, that gets institutions or branches of government in trouble. So now there are 7 states that have filed suit saying, look, the president doesn't have the authority to cancel up to $20,000 of federal student debt for Pell Grant recipients, $10,000 for others, without legislative action from Congress. So Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, South Carolina, and Arizona are now suing the Biden administration for this. Now, mind you, listen, I want students to get relief. I support our college students. I have many students who I think have gotten completely taken and screwed over by their colleges. But I don't think the taxpayer should take the burden of that. I think the colleges should. If Biden wants to work with all the universities who support him and are, you know, promoting him and telling the students to vote, then the colleges should come up with a, we are going to pay off student debt fund. Or the colleges are like, look, you know what we're going to do? We're going to wipe off $10,000 of everybody's debt who went to our school. That's very cool. That's very nice. And the schools and Biden could work all that out. But for Biden to say, look, we know your school charged you $400,000 to go to medical school for 4 years. $400,000 or $500,000. We are going to ask the taxpayers to write all of it off. Well, they don't say that. They don't put on the taxpayers. They go, we're going to write it off. Well, who's managing that? Who's picking up the slack? The taxpayers. So that's a problem. I don't think any school should charge close to $500,000. I see what these schools overcharge, and I see what they pay staff, and I see what the staff does. And I'm like, hey, guys, come on. This is the students' money. Really? You're taking trips. You're buying extra things to kind of beef up the budget. You know, if you don't spend it, you lose it. So everybody at the end of the budget or fiscal year is spend, spend, spend. I go, but the students' tuition's going up. And this I have always found to be extremely frustrating. And nobody does anything about it. And the answer that our federal government has is, well, we'll just write it off. Let the colleges do whatever. We support the colleges. But we'll just write it off on the back end. Well, there's a lot of waste. You know, I went to UNLV. My husband went to UNLV. Both my sons go to UNLV. I love UNLV. I think it's a fantastic university. But I noticed that they're charging $230 a semester for online schooling, for the online conversion. Well, my son, he wants to go back to campus. He's, you know, COVID, I don't want to say over, but for all intents and purposes, the lockdowns are over. Why are they still charging about $500 a year for the online switching? When I was there on campus with some students and staff parking, there was tons of parking for staff parking, hardly anything for students, because students go to campus so they could study, use the library, whatever. But staff parking, oh, I mean, where's the staff? They're making 6 figures. Where are they? And it was during the weekday, not a holiday. During the busy time. So there's, you know, if you're going to do that, then why don't you save? In fact, this online school is saving them money because these professors don't have to work full time. Hire your professors part time. If they're doing a class from home, pay them per class. Every class you teach, you get paid, rather than giving them year-long salaries. But nope, that's not how it is. So states are starting to kind of fight back with that, with this. And in fact, Chuck Schumer's upset. He was joined by Senate Majority Leader Democrat rallied against the Republican opposition, joined by squad members Representative Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Representative Mondaire Jones, and said, "Those damn Republicans, they are belly aching, you know, when anyone helps regular people. When they give tax cuts to the rich, they say they're helping the middle class. When we help the middle class, they say we're helping the rich." Well, a concern we have, you know, and that I have to say is, and again, I support our students, and I support a lot of social programs and a lot of things that Democrats do. But with something like this, for all this drama, wouldn't we rather have the money going to our homeless population? We have the homeless population in San Francisco suing San Francisco because there's no affordable housing. There's no place for them to go. Yet here we are trying to give a couple who makes $250,000 a year a break on their student loan debt. Why is that on us? Have the universities do it. So, you know, is this going to, you know, will this work? Well, I mean, I don't want students to, you know, be the brunt of it. A lot of students feel like now, you know, America hates them because they're not necessarily asking for this. All they're asking for is colleges to not charge them an arm and a leg or for them to be forever in debt. That's all they're asking for. They're not asking for their neighbors to pay for it or for people who didn't go to college to save money to pay for it. But right now, there's been a scaling back where the educational department is now going to exclude borrowers who have federal student loans that are owned by private entities from qualifying for this. And so the center of this policy are the Perkins and federal family education loans. Now, Perkins was when I went to school. So these were issued and managed by private banks, but they're not guaranteed by the federal government. More than 4 million borrowers still have these commercially held loans. Borrowers who took steps to receive their loan forgiveness would receive it, but not after September 29th. The decision comes on the heels of potential legal challenges. So this, again, it's a nice thing to, the thing that's very, very interesting is some of what the Democrats bring up are sometimes in theory very nice. You know, that's a nice thing to do. This is really, really cool. Like, I would love to save the trees. You know, I mean, I love Christmas. And I love Christmas trees. You know, but if there's a way where we could do Christmas, you know, without hurting a lot of trees, I'll listen. But, you know, but the thing is when they don't think it through, you start to then see, okay, wait a second here. Okay, now this is going to be more problems than it started. And my worry is all of this drama is going to now ensue and all our tax dollars going for only $10,000. They could have done so much more to help relieve college debt. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.